Germany has identified this issue that private life is private life and your work life is work life, but the web seems to be ubiquitous and you seem to be judged across both more and more often.
That was Malcolm Burrows, a technology and corporate lawyer at Rostron Carlyle Solicitors. This new German law was drafted by the German Interior Minister, and it allows prospective employers to check out their possible job candidates by using a general Google search and through professional networking sites such as LinkedIn, but they are not allowed to search on social networking sites.
I suppose what it seems to be attempting to address is this issue of private and work social networking. LinkedIn is predominantly for business purposes, whereas something like Facebook or Twitter, MySpace, Bebo, whichever particular site, is predominantly for social purposes. So what it would seem that they're trying to do is limit an employer's right to, to peek into the private life of a potential employee. In Australia, you know, my view would be the Anti-Discrimination Act would attempt to deal with that issue. Because you can't discriminate against an employee because of non-work-related conduct. It's probably good to see someone like Germany introducing this because they've obviously identified this as a potential issue. So it's a positive step because it's about then communicating what the implications are and what the effects and what people's rights and obligations are.
While this new German draft law carries a hefty fine, it seems fairly difficult to prove that your employer has broken the law and gained information about you through snooping on your Facebook. Here is Alan Davidson, law lecturer at the University of Queensland.
It's reasonably difficult to prove that. You'd have to have some type of evidence, I would imagine, like a minute in a personnel file saying that the reason why this person didn't get the job or didn't get the promotion was because I didn't like the photographs and the bad language and the carrying on their Facebook site. It's not the type of public face that we want for this company. And I've always regarded social networking sites such as Facebook and so forth as a site where you release your own personal information. And in other words, you consent to the release of it. And under those circumstances, you can't have any claim for privacy, as the laws stand in Australia, for example. You can't have any claim for privacy if you're the one that's consenting to the release of that information.
News service Reuters says that Germany has particularly strict privacy laws, which are a result of the intense secret surveillance by the government during the Nazi regime. Germany's strict privacy laws affect many areas of internet usage, and at the moment, Hamburg's prosecutor's office is continuing an investigation into Google's collection of encrypted Wi-Fi data as part of the Street View. It's also reviewing any privacy breaches made in releasing the photos Google has taken. Furthermore, German officials have launched a legal proceeding against Facebook for accessing and saving the personal data of people who do not use the site. Malcolm Burrows said that while Australia has no specific laws that relate to social networking websites, it would not be necessary to create one now because many of our other laws which relate to privacy and discrimination cover what happens on the internet.
So, you know, my personal view is that I don't think that we need an act, but certainly we probably need some more communication about what the effects and the risks are.
I ask Alan Davidson if, in general, Australian laws are keeping up with the advances in technology.
We do have some good legislation in place with the Electronic Transactions Act and the privacy legislation, and we've got a new privacy review out that's trying to update that. So I think it's going along at probably a better than average pace compared to the rest of the world.
He agreed with Malcolm Burrows and said, in general, we don't need a specific law for social networking sites for adults, but we should pay closer attention to the rights and privacy of under 18s on the internet.